Late City, this is your team and our stars. This is the Inside Edge.
I am joined by Saskatoon Blades defenseman Morgan Tastad. In his first full season as a member of the Saskatoon Blades, you had quite the introduction to this team late last year into the Western Hockey League, playing the last regular season game in Moose Jaw, and then all of a sudden there you are in the third round of the playoffs playing against the Winnipeg Ice. Tell me the emotions that you felt for those two games especially. Was it scary, exciting, weird? What was it like for you?
I think it was maybe a little bit scary at the start, but once I got in there, everybody was helping me and making sure I knew what I was doing out there, so it started to get a lot better towards the end of the playoffs there.
And how has it been this season now, being a full-time regular and knowing that pretty much every night you're going to be in the lineup?
I think it helps, obviously, and it's a lot easier to get out there when you're getting a regular shift, and you can kind of figure it out as you go.
What's the biggest difference between this and under 18 AAA like you've played the last couple of years?
I would say probably just how much stronger lots of the guys are and the speed. It's obviously a lot faster.
So what do you do in order to help yourself out? I know that just because you played in those games at the end of last season, your workouts this past off season were geared towards helping you out with that, correct?
Yeah, that's for sure. This summer I focused a lot on trying to put on weight and muscle.
Who did you work with?
I worked with our trainer, Blaine White.
Yeah. And he does a heck of a job because he's got a lot of guys that he works with, right?
Yeah, it was a really good program.
Okay. Home is Loreburn, Saskatchewan. How many people are there for folks who don't know?
I would say probably around 80 or 100 now.
Yeah.
Yep.
And are you in town or are you on a farm?
I lived in town until I was probably around 10 or 12, and then we moved out to a farm just about 3 miles out.
And so what does Dad's farm out there?
We do a lot of wheat, canola, lentils, and peas. That's pretty much all.
So it's basically crops. It's that sort of thing. Not any livestock.
No cattle.
Okay. Moving on. What age did you start getting into hockey?
I would say I pretty much started as soon as I could. Around 3 or 4, probably. I was out there skating around in the Loreburn rink.
And what made you realize that I can actually maybe do this and maybe become something that I can make some money at?
Oh, I don't know. I think I just really enjoyed it as I grew up, and I was usually playing with older kids, so it was great.
Who was your biggest help in terms of, you know, guiding you along and getting you going into hockey?
Probably my dad. He played senior hockey in Loreburn, and I always watched the senior team in Loreburn, so I always wanted to be one of them and play hockey.
That's the 19s, is that correct?
Yeah, the Loreburn 19ers.
Okay. Favorite NHL team?
I don't really have a favorite. I'd probably say the Oilers, but I kind of just watch around and try and learn from some of the guys.
Okay, so favorite player then?
Pretty much any big shutdown defenseman.
Yeah.
Braden McNabb, he's from 30 minutes away from me, so obviously I watch him. And just any big shutdown D.
Did you go to Davidson when he brought the Stanley Cup back?
No, I was actually out of town, but I wish I could have went.
Yeah, that would have been a lot of fun. As far as moving forward with this team, I mean, you've been adopted into this group pretty readily. How much fun are you having learning from these guys?
I think it's lots of fun watching the older guys and just how they carry themselves and what they're doing on the bench to stay ready for the next shift.
Anybody in particular that you sort of glommed onto that's your best buddy on the team that's helped you?
I think Charlie Wright has been really good in guiding me and helping me with stuff I need to do.
You're a W-rated prospect. What does that mean to you for the NHL draft from Central Scouting?
I think it's pretty crazy to hear my name around the NHL and that it could possibly be a chance to get drafted. I think it's awesome.
Well, Morgan, hopefully it continues on for you the way it's been going. We wish you all the best as you continue on this season.
Thank you.
The Inside Edge on your Saskatoon Blades. Meet the whole team at CJWWRadio.com.